This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know what this song is. Oh, where'd that come from? I love the beginning of it. I still don't know what this is. Do you know what this is, Crowder?
Alien Ant Farm.
Crank this up. Let me see if I can figure this out, because this is not my genre.
Oh, this is Old Boy.
Oh, this is Old Boy. Nah, I don't know who this is. Who is this, Alana?
This is Incubus.
Incubus.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You're an Incubus fan, Jimmy?
I like the song.
Oh.
I like the beginning of the song. I do. Do you know any of their music, Solana?
Yeah, I've seen Incubus live, actually.
You have?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah, they were.
I like the beginning
Super
of that song.
Super popular. Like, I don't know if they're still popular, honestly, but early 2000s, late
90s. Yeah, I remember them being popular. Yeah. It's not my, that's just not my vibe.
Boy band.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's a boy band. I mean, it's like a rock band. I'm not like a big rock guy, you know? I like 80s synth pop.
I don't even use, what's that called? Synth?
Synth. Synthesizer pop. Like that super 80s sound.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
I had my kids listening of, what's it called? Phil Collins this morning.
Oh.
They hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
What? What'd you play? In the Air tonight?
Air tonight. I'm trying to get them going.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that works for everyone.
Doo-doom, this is doo-doom, doo-doom, doo-doom,
yeah.
I fast forwarded it
to the drums.
To the drums, and they were still sitting in the car, and they're like, "Daddy, what is this?"
Yeah.
But it's got a. They've got to experience it at a sporting event. Like you take them to NBA Finals Game 7, 2013, and all of a sudden the Heat are playing that song as the Heat need a big time possession. Mike B. is on the PA going, and now, you know, stand up. And then,
but that song, I think that song only works, though, if you make them listen to the entire song so that it builds up to the drum break.
I let it build, but then we were only 7 minutes away from the park that they had training at, so I couldn't let it, you know.
Teach your kids Stairway to Heaven. I did that with David. That's the greatest rock song that's ever been created. Right. Stairway to Heaven. Led Zeppelin. I'm not even a huge Zeppelin guy. That song is a masterpiece. It's just a masterpiece.
Did you have that, Hawk, when you became, because you love music, Crowder, no you don't, when you became a father, Lori's pregnant, did you have like a list of artists or a list of songs that you could not wait to bestow?
I still have that list. I still have that list. He doesn't like what I like.
No.
And I was telling, Will Manso and I were texting the other night. Will Manso, his daughter goes to FAU. Mm-hmm. And so he's in Boca all the time, and he'll text me, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So he said, hey, Violent Femmes are playing tonight at Pompano Beach Amphitheater. You going? And I said, no, I'm not, because Lori doesn't even like music the way that I do. And he's going with his daughter. His daughter loves 80s music. And I was telling Will, it's funny that you say that, just the other night, I'm so jealous of you that your daughter enjoys the 80s music that you love, because I cannot get DJ to bite on any of it. I even took him, he took mercy on me like last summer or something. I had 80s, it was like an 80s concert at the Broward Center, and I had tickets. Lori had to go out of town for work, and he was in town, and I'm like, come on, will you go with me? He's like, okay. And it was the worst concert. It was my chance, and I couldn't even blame him. It was so bad. The sound was bad. It was just, there was no lights. It was just, it was such a great lineup. So, yeah, I have that list, Solana. I've never been able to impart it on him. It annoys me to this day.
My Asia got Ava, my daughter, with Beyonce. They love Beyonce. We went to the Beyonce concert.
But it was current, though, right? Like,
she got her. Like, I tried to get Lil' Chan with, like, Jay-Z and T.I. and all those. My rappers,
yeah.
The 2000 rappers, he says it's dumb. He listens to D-Lo Block and some dude, Fat Plug, Fatty Plug.
Yeah, Slump Dog, the barbershop.
And they're terrible. This D-Lo, what's his name? Solana probably knows him. Slow D-Lo or something. He just talks. He didn't even rap.
It's weird because my favorite rapper growing up was Kanye West, but now he's a Nazi.
So I know. It's difficult to, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you got to just let him go.
The craziest thing was I love
Happy Passover, everybody.
What's it called? Mercy?
Yeah.
It's Kanye, Big Sean, Pusha T. It's a great song. But now when Kanye goes, I'm like,
I can't stand that. Would like to launch him into space.
Man, what are you doing?
Man. But there's certain songs. I did get DJ. We were on an airplane. This was less than a year ago. And I have it's Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing to F With.
Yeah.
And I know he knows Wu-Tang Clan because you can't help but see the T-shirts every now and then and whatever. And I don't think he's ever listened to them. And it's a rock remix from Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. And everything Tom Morello does is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, I mean, it just, from the moment it kicks in, this song is fire. And so I had him listen to it on the plane, and he actually listened to the entire song.
Oh.
And was bopping his head. So I kind of took that as, but Wu-Tang Clan, like that, like that's not Depeche Mode. Like I want him to like Depeche Mode and Violent Femmes and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, that ain't happening.
Hey, Jimmy, get some Sammy Sam, the Hitman.
Sammy Sam, the Hitman. That's stepmom. Stepdaddy.
Stepdaddy. Yeah.
Do the stepdaddy.
Call my mama. Call your mama. I'm going to tell my mama. Tell your mama.
You're not my real dad.
You just mad because you ain't my dad. Yeah, they're
not. Do the stepdaddy. That's a great track. We're live at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Randy Moeller is going to join us this hour. We will talk Panthers hockey with him. Let me give you a quick 15 minutes of heat. You have 15 minutes of heat, dear Solana?
Dear?
I looked at the video monitor as I was saying it, and everything went black. And so that my initial thought is, oh, we're not on the air. But because we're at the arena, the video monitor doesn't matter with the audio. So I did get caught up there. Yes, dear.
I got you, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen,
15 minutes of heat here.
Stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
Do you have any video?
Is this
mine?
See everything, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, my internet went out.
Yeah, that big old computer.
I know. This is a big old computer.
How old is that computer?
Oh, my God, this was a gaming computer for David. I brought it out of retirement because it can handle video because it was a gaming computer.
Computer. How much it weigh? About 14 pounds?
About 60 pounds.
15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment right now at Hollywood Kia. And as I always tell you, we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
Thank you, dear.
Here's a question from Ira Winderman. Ira Rinderman.
Rinderman?
Answers this in the Sun Sentinel.
You got a lot of R's in your mouth.
Says, Ira, if the Heat weren't ready to match the force of the Bulls Wednesday night in a showdown like that, what makes you think we could beat them in the play-in? And I'll do Harbinger aberration. But was last night, Solana, for you, did you watch that and go, yeah, they can't beat the Bulls this season. Like, it just ain't happening.
I don't think it's a good matchup for them, truthfully. I think they match up better with some of the taller, slower teams. The Bulls play at the second fastest pace. But, yes, at the end of the day, the Heat this season have been terrible in the fourth quarter. They've been terrible closing out games, winning clutch games. Last night, it was literally their entire season in a nutshell. They got stops, they couldn't execute, and then they lost.
Yeah, but it wasn't a butt whooping. There's teams that just flat out whoop.
But you had to win the game. You had to win that game. And Chicago had to win the game as well.
And the play-in's going to be a one-game series, if you want to call it that. So
here's what Ira says.
Would I bet on the Heat beating the Bulls if they play again in a week? No.
Ira says, at this point, I'm not sure the Heat have shown an ability to defeat the Bulls in the regular season, play-in round, or otherwise. With Chicago sweeping the three-game season series rather decisively, it hardly is a matchup in the Heat's best interest. All of that said, give Eric Spoelstra enough time to game plan against a single opponent with postseason implications, and there still would be hope. Clearly, Andrew Wiggins was not his complete self on Wednesday night at the United Center. The Heat will need more from Wiggins in a postseason matchup. If they get that, at least there could be a chance. Or better yet, perhaps Atlanta opens the door for Chicago to move up, allowing the Heat to avoid the Bulls completely in the play-in round. Here's sound, by the way, from last night. We talked about Tyler Hero's sequence, stealing the ball, but then taking that three when he could have had an easy two. Here is Tyler Hero talking about that.
I was feeling that shot. Simple as that. It's a shot I was feeling. Looking back at it now, obviously, missing the shot, I should have laid the ball up, but at the end of the day, I believe that I can make that shot. I believe in myself, and I'm going to live and die by that.
That's fair. If that's who he is, and we love it, and we celebrate that, then it's fair.
Yeah, and it's on him. And it's not like you miss, you make it, you win, you
right,
miss,
right,
you lose.
Right.
Like, that's what they put it
right,
on.
It's not like you're down one with 4 seconds to go.
That's
like,
what it was. Yeah. So why didn't you question a shot he took in the first quarter?
Right.
You know, it's just right. you look at that and say, this is the reason why. No, that's not the reason why. The reason why is that they can't play no damn defense, and Buzelis is sitting there. Why
you
the
can
hell?
Play all the defense you want on Buzelis. He's gonna rip you apart every time.
Rip you apart.
Real quick look at the headlines, because Randy Moeller is going to join us up here. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I had read this in the Herald the other day, and I just see Cameron Wolf posting about it. Jason Taylor's son, Mason Taylor, he's a tight end that played at LSU, is visiting the Miami Dolphins today. That would be really cool. I think he's going to end up going in first round, certainly one of the top two tight ends, him or Elijah Rojo from the U. But it would be interesting.
Elijah Rojo.
That's not his name.
Yeah. No. Arroyo.
Elijah Rojo.
Rojo.
He said it's smooth, too.
The Y.
Rojo.
Elijah Rojo.
For me is Arrojo. Carlos Arrojo.
I dropped that on Whittingham last night, your paella thing, because there was a paella. Yeah. And it was caught off guard.
You see my boy Luis Suarez and Leo Messi hanging out
Let me tell you something. This Luis Suarez, now I don't know if this is an Uruguayan thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does not stop complaining. Am I lying, Solana, or did I see, is this aberration, or did I see, I don't want to call it a harbinger. This guy, I watched him throughout the match.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for Busquets out there, but apparently he was yellow carded and he wasn't playing. He was suspended. I'm watching Luis Suarez and Leo Messi, but Suarez, because of Solana, he complains all match long.
You're talking about the gamesmanship, right? From one of the best to ever do it? Is that what you're talking about?
Why are you holding seven things, groceries? Why?
Well, we're talking about my guy, Luis Suarez. We're talking about Suarez.
Why does it seem like you're like a father holding the baby in the bottle? And
I mean, this is what Uruguayans do. You know, we have our mate, we have our termo. I mean, we're talking about a little lucho action, so I just figured I'd pull out my mate. Yeah.
Man, does he complain.
It's gamesmanship. It's gamesmanship. The Inter Miami does not win that game yesterday if Luis Suarez isn't working the officials the entire match. It's truly something to behold.
His working the officials was better than Messi's two goals?
Yeah, I mean, anybody can score that goal, Messi. He scored. Oh, come on.
Working the officials.
Works the official. Right. Well, Matt.
Anything in the headline, Solana?
Panthers play tonight, 7 p.m., as Hawk mentioned. Miami does play tomorrow. The Heat, that is. That'll be an 8 p.m. tip-off, and the injury report was just released. Seems like Tyler Hero, Bam, the regulars are going to be out there. So, yeah, that's tomorrow, 8 p.m.
All
right. Luka.
Get to the Bulls.
45 in his return yesterday, and Inter Miami.
Moeller's strolling over. I mean, Moeller's got a strut to him.
That's swag.
He would be a good tight end in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He'd have whooped some people.
He would. You wouldn't want to line up against Moeller.
I don't know if Moeller was stretching the field, though. I don't know if he's, yeah.
Inter Miami, they did win yesterday, 3-2 on aggregate. They won 3-1 in the match yesterday. They advance over LAFC. They're into the semifinal of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They will play the Vancouver Whitecaps in the semifinal in 2 weeks. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Ah, the Vezina Trophy. I hear them. Call them.
Yeah, we're going to ask Moeller about the Vezina Trophy.
954-MORE. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows are in the 70s. That is your weather.
Randy Moeller will join us in the next segment here from the Amerant Bank Arena.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Randy Moeller is sitting down with us here, and we always enjoy our time with Randy Moeller. Played the NHL for years, been a Panthers broadcaster even longer, right? You've been a broadcaster for the Panthers, employee for the Panthers forever.
30 years.
But
who's counting?
A broadcaster longer than you were a player?
Yeah, 28 years. Yeah.
Wow. 28 years as a broadcaster?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
You can watch, by the way, tonight, Panthers Red Wings. You can watch it on Scripps. So that's Channel 39 in Dayton Broward.
Oh, I got to work.
It's South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County.
I better go home and get my suit.
You can check out the Panthers Plus app. And, of course, you can listen to the game right here on 560 WQAM. How badly did you think the Panthers needed Tuesday night's win? Paul Maurice would say, you didn't need it at all. Doesn't matter. I love Paul Maurice because he lets you know when he's angry. Like, you see it on the bench.
Yeah.
He lets you know when he's angry. He lets you know when you're not supposed to worry about anything. I was starting to get a little agita over the losing streak. I was happy that they won Tuesday. Are you in the camp of, hey, these end of season games, follow Paul Maurice's lead? He's telegraphing to you that these, don't worry about the outcome. Or as Plagan said to us on Tuesday when we were here, it's not like they're playing poorly.
No.
They're just not getting some breaks.
Well, that's just it. They're just they're having a tough time scoring goals right now. And the power play is struggling a little bit. And that's what they're working on. They're working on it. It's a process. And you look back on the games that they lost up until when they won on Tuesday. I mean, they didn't play bad, and they could have won all of those games, four games in a row or whatever. Missing the opportunity, scoring, and outshooting the opponents and stuff. But I know that a lot of fans are maybe roll their eyes a little bit. But it is true, and for every team, especially every team that's going to the playoffs right now. It's not about, oh, let's win our last three games and, let's do everything that we can and throw the kitchen sink to win those games. You want your team to play, be playing the right way the first game of the playoffs. And because after the regular season, whether you won six straight or lost six straight, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's how you're preparing your team. And Paul Maurice has been a real stickler, and he's been proven right that it's about how you play the game. And they're working on certain things to get their game in the best position for them to be able to compete, whether they play Toronto or whether they play Tampa Bay. And you can see that. And the other thing, too, is I believe we're going to see some players that maybe not going to be in the lineup over these last four games, including tonight. Carter Verhaeghe's not going to be in the lineup tonight. And that you want your players fresh. You want them as close to as 100% as you can. And, you know, nobody's 100%. You and I, we're not 100%, but you get close to 100%, so then you give yourself the best possible opportunity to win and win together, and the game's got to come together. There's a lot of question marks, guys. I mean, you know, is Tkachuk going to be back for game number one? If he is back, what impact can he make? He's missed a lot of ice time and a lot of games or whatever, and that they want to, you know, Kulikov is out right now, and, you know, Sam Bennett is shut down. He's... And that they want to make sure. And then, of course, Aaron Ekblad comes back in game number three. And they're looking for him to be a big part of that as well. So there's a lot of question marks.
And he can rejoin the team today? I think I read that.
He was on the ice for the morning skate this morning. So he's back with the team. And I don't know all those all the regulations.
Suspended, but yeah. You're allowed a week. I know he was back today.
Yeah, he's back, and he's back with the team. So that was good to see. And that it's all, you know, I know we're gonna hear it over the next week. It's all about the process and how you're prepared and getting Sergei Bobrovsky the amount of rest. Yet he loves to play the games. He doesn't want to sit out two or three in a row. He wants to play and keep his edge and that kind of stuff. So that's what you got to look at the big picture and take a step back, and that's what they're working on right now. But it was nice for them to be rewarded and get the win against Toronto the other night. I know that was a good feeling in the locker room for the fellas.
And Mola, but you like Verhaeghe's out, Bennett's out. Tkachuk's been out for a while. Ekblad, you know, I think it's game three or something. He can't play the first two games of the playoffs. And all of that, there's like the continuity of it. Is it a system of plug and play? Because these guys haven't been on, like Ekblad's coming back from months off, and he just jumps right back in as one of the top defenders. Any continuity to getting into the playoffs, playing on the same lines with guys?
Well, that's going to be the big question. You know, it's all of a sudden, okay, we got the band together. But the band hasn't played in all together in a while, and that's going to be the onuses on this team and on the players, and that they're still, you know, we're seeing now different lines and different combinations and D pairs and stuff. It's a whole audition right now, and I know Paul Maurice and the coaching staff, they really want to see how players fit. Like tonight, for example, the way they're going to start. Lundell and Loisterine are going to play with Marchand. They really like that. There's some chemistry there and that. But if you take a step back, one of the reasons they got Marchand, I think, was to play with Tkachuk and Bennett. And won't that be a great
line? Which seems like a very formidable
line. And everybody's like, ooh, this is going to be unbelievable and that. But whether that turns out true or not, and then you can have the best laid plans – and going into the playoffs, and okay, here's our four lines, here's our six defense or pairs and everything. All of a sudden, one injury or possibly two injuries in the first game, and that goes out the window. So the Panthers believe they have a lot of depth, and they have a lot of versatility that they can move guys around, like Evan Rodriguez, and Verhaeghe can play both sides, Marchand can play both sides, and that they really and they're one of the rare teams that have that. Most teams, they're all set in stone. If you're a right winger, you got to play right wing. Well, the Panthers have a lot of options and that. And that's what they're doing right now in a lot of these games. And for these, including tonight, the next four games, they're going to take a look at different situations. And I'm all for it. I think it's great. But and then they'll have, you know, 3 or 4 days of good, solid practicing. There are 3 days or whatever to get ready for that first game, and hopefully they'll have their lines, what they want to look like, their D pairs and that, for the first couple of games anyways.
You mentioned Brad Marchand. How has he and Seth Jones done since their acquisition?
Oh,
because they're the two most recent acquisitions.
Yeah, they've done fine. And then Sturm as well. I mean,
Sturm, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big, strong centerman that can really skate and solidifies that four hole is what they call it, you know, the fourth line and the energy line and that. Don't know, but Marchand, I mean, he could have had a few more goals in that. Seth Jones, he can play so many minutes, and he's so smooth out there. And I think the biggest thing, and it's been discussed a number of times, and that when we got Seth Jones, I mean, he had to play 30 minutes a night in Chicago. They were losing 8 out of 9 games, and he had to play power play. He had to kill play. He had to do everything. He had, you know, he had a cape on him, Superman cape on him. He doesn't have to do that here, and he can fit in. This is a good, solid team with a lot of depth, and especially on the blue line with Forsling and Nico Mikkola now, and how they're built or whatever. He can just go out and play his game and to his strength. And like I said, you can't teach size and you can't teach reach. And he has both of those, and he's got good intelligence as well. So he's playing his game, and I've been very impressed, both him and Marchand as well. And you can tell, though, Brad Marchand's going to – he's, what, 2 games away from 1,100 regular season games in the NHL, not even counting the playoffs that he has played in his career, whatever. He's just waiting for the playoffs. That's where the money is, man. That's where
–
that's.
He had 2 good chances on Tuesday night.
Oh, it was so bummed for him. I wanted
to get the breakaway and that. Yeah. So both those guys have fit in. And you know what? They're really good guys. You know, from a distance, I didn't know Brad Marchand before. And I – you know,
you hate him. When he's not on your team, you hate him.
Oh, and he is yipping and this and that. And you just like, oh, I can't – I just detest this guy or whatever. But you respected the talent that he has. I got to meet him or whatever. He is the nicest personal guy, and how he fits into the locker room. He's very respectful that this isn't his locker room. He's just fitting in and that. I've been more than impressed with him and how he's fit in. And he realized he's a veteran. He knows why he's here. He's here to win another Stanley Cup, and that's what he wants to do and that. So this is all kind of a dress rehearsal right now, and he'll be ready to go.
And you asked about Marchand, Jones, Vanacek, the whole trade deadline, what Bill Zito did. Were you surprised by anything, and did it make the team a lot better?
I will be lying if I said I wasn't surprised. When I found out that they had traded for Brad Marchand right before the end of the trade deadline, I was knocked. I didn't see that one coming.
I thought it was a joke. I looked at 4 different
Yeah, I think so.
Twitter
I think everybody
like,
because of the
same
history.
Thing with the Luka trade, yes. And like I'm like, this can't be.
Oh yeah, that's right, the basketball trade. I know. Yeah. Everybody was like, what? And that and the same thing with the Seth Jones. I mean, you don't get to acquire a top pair defenseman that can play 26, 27 minutes a night, that has the reach and the talent and can play in all situations. These guys don't fall out of trees and that. And obviously, you know, the Panthers had what they felt was fair, what they gave up, and Spencer Knight going to Chicago and a draft pick and that. But I know they were thrilled. But I was surprised as well. But in a way, because never doubt Bill Zito, he's able to find a way to get these players and that. And the same thing with Nico Sturm. I mean, this is, you know, to get a player right starting the prime of his career and how big he is and what he can bring to this team and his character and that kind of stuff, that kind of went underneath the radar. But you're going to see if the Panthers are able to get into the second, third, and possibly, hopefully, the fourth round, you're going to see a player that will have basically a coming out party where everybody's going to be talking about him. That's how good this guy is.
I thought I was going to have some very good, exciting breaking news for you here, Moeller, because I just got a press release that ESPN has just added the Panthers Lightning game on the 15th to end the season. I was going to tell Moeller he's got an extra night off, but I'm seeing here shared side by side with Scripps. So
yeah,
you can't have the night off, Moeller. I'm sorry about that.
Well, I get paid either way, so it doesn't matter.
I prefer to be paid and not work than paid and
no.
Work.
I want to do that game, and you know the last game. And there's a good chance. I mean, you have to be realistic that's
the matchup.
It's going to be the matchup, and that I don't know what our lineup would be. I don't know what Tampa Bay if it's all decided before that game that we're playing Tampa.
What if it's not? Is there a preference, do you think, for Paul Maurice and the Panthers to whether it's Toronto or Tampa?
Or home ice advantage.
Sure.
And that, you know, I mean, Paul Maurice has said that, you know, we're trying to win. But there's a caveat in this that we have to be smart and, like I said, take a step back and make sure that if a player that has played, like a guy like Sam Bennett that, you know, plays and he plays through those injuries or whatever, if he needs a few games off to get him where he needs, they don't call him playoff Sam for nothing, but you want to be as close to 100% But you do want to win the games, and we'll have to see. You know, this is going to be interesting, these last four games and then Detroit, after they play us, they go in and play Tampa tomorrow night. So,
What are they, the Panthers, with Marchand and Tkachuk? I'm saying healthy, fully healthy, the personnel on this team, because they've added Marchand and Sturm and Jones. What are they? If they're fully healthy,
okay,
and everyone's back, they're full strength, are they more talented than last season?
I'm going to answer that question is, and if you take a survey around the other 31 teams in the NHL, the Panthers are the toughest team to play against. And there's different levels of that.
I mean, is there a weak line?
No, not really, and if they play the way they can and whatever. And when I say they're tough to play against, number one is they lead the league in hits. You know they're going to be physical. They're the best forechecking team in the league, and they have the offensive talents of Barkov and Reinhardt and Verhaeghe and Bennett, and that goes on and on, Tkachuk and what have you in that. So when you put that all together, so if you ask the San Jose Sharks or the Pittsburgh Penguins, whatever, who's the toughest team to play against? They all say the Florida Panthers, because they're in your face. And they're quick, and they're on the forecheck, and they're going to punish you in your own zone, and they're not going to give you time and space, and that's what makes it so difficult.
And in the because we had to get rid of Stolarz with the trades and all, is Vanacek?
Well, he signed as a free agent with Toronto.
Yeah, if Bob knock on all the wood in the world, because Bob's one of the best, but can Vanacek hold it down if Bob gets up?
I believe so, yeah. I believe so. He's a quality goaltender in that. He's liked the team over the last three or four starts or whatever. He's played well, but just hasn't been able to get the win. I think they have all the confidence. I have all the confidence in his ability. He's a really skilled goaltender. And you watch him in practice. You watch him during games and warm-up and that. His mechanics, his reflexes, his way that he attacks the shooters or just like you want him to be as a top goaltender in the NHL. That's the reason they acquired him. They really feel very high of him. But, I mean, we don't want to talk about, you know, if Sergei Bobrovsky, if something happens, he gets hurt or whatever. But I think Bob will probably, you know, he's going to play the majority of the games, that's for sure. I've said it for years and years, and I was proven right last year that the only way the Panthers are going to win Stanley Cup will be on the shoulders of Sergei Bobrovsky, and it was proved right.
He delivered, man.
Yeah, he delivered.
Crowder and I, Tuesday night in the tunnel, we ran into Plagans and Billy Lindsay together.
Wow, and that must have been something.
We talked about dropping the gloves or the mics, as
dropping
they said.
The headphones.
Billy Lindsay and Plagans versus you and Goldie, who you got?
Well, I mean, first of all, Goldie would negotiate himself out of the deal. No, they Plagans and Billy, they do a great job, and
because they both said they'd kick your asses, right?
I gathered that.
I mean, they
kick our asses.
Yeah.
If it was the 2-on-2 radio booth versus the TV booth, they say the radio booth would kick your guys' asses.
Well, as long as I wouldn't be able to bring any foreign objects with me, maybe.
But it's gonna be a 2-on-1.
Who would you square up against? Billy or Plagan?
Goldie. Then it'd be a 3-on-1.
Switch sides.
Oh, you guys.
You know what?
Silly.
That's the way to do it with a fight. If my crew ain't going to handle it,
I'm with you.
I'm with the other team. That's a good strategy right there.
That's it. That's way, you know, talk your way out of it. That's it.
Randy Moeller, watch him tonight with Goldie, Channel 39 or Channel 9 or the Panthers app, wherever you want to watch. But it'll be a good one.
Good. Tonight. And Detroit's, they've got a very highly talented team, and they're really top heavy with their top offensive stars.
Is that where Alex Lyon is?
What's that? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the line. I don't know if he's going to be playing tonight, but, you know, Patrick Kane and, of course, Dylan Larkin, whatever, and they're fourth in the league on power play. They can score a lot of power play goals. So the Panthers' penalty killing will be tested here tonight, and that's one of the things that they're working on.
Looks like it's going to be Cam Talbot tonight.
Okay, Cam. And he has played well down the stretch and that for Detroit. So it's going to be a nice game. And then Saturday you've got Buffalo Sabres, and then the Rangers are coming in, and Sam Rosen's.
Yeah, we're going to be back on Monday. We're going to be back.
Yeah, Sam, watched him last night. Him and JD got put
pretty cool
together. Pretty cool. And then the Panthers are then in Tampa Bay. Oh, there could be a little fur flying in that game.
You're not lying.
That'll be a little preview, perhaps. Yes, perhaps.
A little preview. All right, yeah. Have a good broadcast.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Love ya. Randy Moeller, and you can hear the game tonight right here on 560 WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We love you, Moeller, and if you were in front of me, I'd give you a big hug.
Mm-mm. Don't come near me.
Hawk and Crowder.